Listen to two friends talking about their school party on St. Patrick's Day. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for questions 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds at the end of the second recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task.
Are you ready for St. Patrick's Day, James?
Oh, I can't wait. I have found funny green clothes to put on that day. How about you?
I still don't know what to wear. Let me think. I'm sure I don't have a green hat or dress to wear. My wardrobe is all blue and yellow.
I see. Well, our teacher asked us to find something green for the party, but it could just be a pair of earrings or a headband.
Good idea. I'll ask my mum if she has any green earrings that I can borrow. And I think I already have a green headband.
And a green umbrella, too. Last year it rained all day and everybody got wet.
You're right. What are we going to do if it rains? We certainly can't stay in the schoolyard again.
I think we would move to the gym, but it would be a pity. The decorations in the garden are beautiful. I checked the weather forecast yesterday and it seems it will only be windy. Let's hope for the best.
Will we have regular classes in the morning?
You really didn't listen to the teacher, did you? St. Patrick's Day is on March 17, which is a Wednesday this year. Our classes end at 1:30 p.m. Then we'll have lunch all together in the canteen, and then the party at 3 p.m.
You're right. Now I remember. And our parents are going to come and join us at 5 p.m, aren't they?
Yes. Parents are invited to come at the end of the party so they can pick us up and bring us back home.
That's so exciting. But you still haven't told me what funny clothes you are going to wear.
Well, I'm going to wear black shorts and shoes, green and white striped socks, a white shirt, and a bow tie. On my head, I'll have a tall green hat, and on my face, a big red beard.
A big red beard? You'll be the king of St. Patrick's Day, James.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Are you ready for St. Patrick's Day, James?
Oh, I can't wait. I have found funny green clothes to put on that day. How about you?
I still don't know what to wear. Let me think. I'm sure I don't have a green hat or dress to wear. My wardrobe is all blue and yellow.
I see. Well, our teacher asked us to find something green for the party, but it could just be a pair of earrings or a headband.
Good idea. I'll ask my mum if she has any green earrings that I can borrow. And I think I already have a green headband.
And a green umbrella, too. Last year it rained all day and everybody got wet.
You're right. What are we going to do if it rains? We certainly can't stay in the schoolyard again.
I think we would move to the gym, but it would be a pity. The decorations in the garden are beautiful. I checked the weather forecast yesterday, and it seems it will only be windy. Let's hope for the best.
Will we have regular classes in the morning?
You really didn't listen to the teacher, did you? St. Patrick's Day is on March 17, which is a Wednesday this year. Our classes end at 1:30 p.m. Then we'll have lunch all together in the canteen and then the party at 3 p.m.
You're right. Now I remember. And your parents are going to come and join us at 5 p.m, aren't they?
Yes. Parents are invited to come at the end of the party so they can pick us up and bring us back home.
That's so exciting. But you still haven't told me what funny clothes you are going to wear.
Well, I'm going to wear black shorts and shoes, green and white striped socks, a white shirt, and a bow tie. On my head, I'll have a tall green hat, and on my face, a big red beard.
A big red beard? You'll be the king of St. Patrick's Day, James.